Surprise, surprise, did you know it's almost Christmas? Yeah, it's a wonderful time in the life of the church and, of course, in the life of the country. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm looking. The birth of Jesus is foretold in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think of what the angel could mean. "Don't be frightened, Mary," the angel told her, "for God has decided to bless you. You will become pregnant and have a son, and you are to name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. And he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can I have a baby? I'm a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby born to you will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has already in her 6 months, for nothing is impossible with God." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant, and I'm willing to accept whatever he wants, and may everything you have said come true." And then the angel left. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.